channel 9 and my brand new video blog called Mobile Programmer. This is the place where I'm trying to share some interesting content about mobile development using Xamarin and UWP platform. In this video, I would like to show you how to create simple mobile application with Xamarin and UWP and connect it with bot hosted on Azure and created with Microsoft Bot Framework. Let's do it. The first thing we need to do is to download bot template for Visual Studio. To do it, open browser and type bot template Visual Studio. There will be link bot framework downloads. Click it. And then you have this section called tools. And here you have bot framework emulator, Mac and Windows. So that's the first thing we need to download. And the second one, Visual Studio template, C#. We will use this template to create bot in the Visual Studio. Second step is to register in Microsoft Bot Framework portal. It's available under dev.botframework.com. Once you create the account, we need to also create Microsoft Cognitive Services account because we will use it with our bot. Go to microsoft.com/cognitive-services and create free account. The last thing we need is Azure subscription. You can use the trial version, it's for free, so do not hesitate to do it. Once you have bot application template downloaded, you have to move it to selected folder. To be able to use it with Visual Studio, you need to copy this to folder Visual Studio Templates, Project Templates, Visual C#. Here I have my bot application zip file and now I'm able to use this template in the new project. So file, new and project, and then here I can search bot, type enter, and as you can see I have bot application template installed and I can use it to create my first bot. Before we do it, of course we need to call our bot, so I will call it first bot. You have to also set the location where the project will be saved and the solution name. I will just leave it as it is. Now I can click OK. As you can see, our bot application project is ready and we can start development. Before we do it, open controllers folder and messages controller class. Let's discuss what's inside. The first method is called post and has one parameter, activity. What is activity? This is the parameter that we exchange between our applications and bot. Activity can have different types. For instance, as you can see, activity type can equal message. It means that we send some text message to our bot. So next, we just instantiate new connector client object. We are checking length of the text and then we creating activity reply with the text of the text we sent to bot and the length, so number of characters. And then using our connector client, we just replying to this activity. So for instance, if the user sent some information to our bot, sent some activity, we checking the activity type and then we replying with some information. And of course this is in if condition, but there is also else. Handle system message with of course activity parameter. And this message is responsible for checking if user sent some different type of activity. So for instance, user could send delete user data, conversation update or contact relation update. Of course, we will not use all of this method in this video, I just want to show you that there are different types of activities. Okay, so that's how the messages controller looks like. So this is the time when we can launch our bot locally. We will open it in the Microsoft Edge browser. After a few seconds, you should see that your bot was launched on the local host. Now, let's try to communicate with our bot. To do it, we will use Bot Framework Emulator. It's available in the Bot Framework Downloads page. If you installed it, you should be able to search it. If you type bot, you should see Bot Framework Channel Emulator. Launch the application. I will just minimize it. Like this. Okay, this is the Bot Framework Emulator that will enable you to communicate with your bot. How does it work? It's simple. You need to just copy your localhost address and now paste it in the bot URL. So here I need to just paste my localhost and port number, then 1/API/messages. This is the endpoint responsible for receiving messages from different applications. Now you can click send on the right side, and now we are ready to communicate with our bot. The status is 200, so it's okay. And now I can type hello bot and click enter. As you can see, bot replied with text. You sent hello bot, which was 10 characters. Now it's time to add some more intelligence to our bot. We will use Microsoft Cognitive Services to do it. But before we connect with Microsoft Cognitive Services, it's worth to mention that we will use dialogues. Dialog is a conversational process between user and bot, which can keep state about the conversation. Developers can create their own implementations of dialogues. Let's see how to do it. So let's create Assistant Bot Dialog class that will implement interface called iDialog. To do it, right-click on the project, add class, and type Assistant Bot Dialog. Click add. New class was created. Now we need to implement iDialog interface with one method called startAsync. As you can see, there is one parameter, iDialog context. Context is responsible for keeping session between our bot and applications. Now we need one more method. It's called messageReceivedAsync. It has two parameters, context and argument. Argument is just a message sent from the selected user. And we have also context postAsync method that will just send the response to the user with his name and with the text that the user sent. And of course, at the end, we need to call context wait with the same method, because we want to wait for the new message sent from the user. So exactly the same line we need to put in the startAsync method. Like this. And of course, one more thing, we need to make it async. Now we need to use Assistant Bot Dialog. So close the class, open messages controller, and now in the post method, remove everything in the if activity type equals message condition and paste this one line. Of course, add using statement Microsoft Bot Builder Dialogs. And this line is responsible for passing messages from the user and creating conversations, so we can identify each user that is connecting to our bot. Now we can close that class and launch our bot locally. Now again, we will use emulator to connect with our bot. Okay, I will click send button. I see that status is okay, 200. I will type the same message as before, hello bot, and type enter. As you can see, the text is user 1, you said hello bot. So now we are able to identify different users. So I will change the username here to Daniel and click send. Now I will type the same message. As you can see, also bot recognized me and it said, Daniel, you said hello bot. Great! So now it's time to host our bot on Azure platform. Let's see how to do it. To publish your bot to Microsoft Azure, right click on the project and select publish. Here you have to select Microsoft Azure App Service. As I said before, you have to have two things. First one is Microsoft account and the second one Active Azure subscription. So I selected my subscription, Visual Studio Enterprise, and here I need to select new button to create new web application on Azure. So I will do it now. And here I can type the name of my application. So it's first bot, for instance, 10. I need to also change the type of my application and select web application. So, as you can see, my web application that will host my bot is called FirstBot 10. Now I can click create. As you can see, there are two steps of deployment. First one is responsible for creating web application on Azure. And the second one is connected with publishing your bot to the Azure. Now I can validate connection with Azure just to check if everything was created correctly. As you can see, the connection is valid, so I can click next and publish. And here, as you can see in the console, my project is being published to web application hosted on Azure. After a few seconds, we should see browser with the information that our web application was configured. Now, our first bot is hosted on Azure platform. So now I need to register my bot in the Bot Framework portal. So go to dev.botframework.com, sign in with your account and go to the Register a Bot tab. This is the place where you can register your new bot. So the first thing is you can provide the icon for your bot because you can share your bot to others in the bot marketplace. You should also provide the name, so in our case this is FirstBot10. Bot handle here is not the URL address, it's from the Microsoft Azure portal. So if you go to the Microsoft Azure, you have your web app created. So it's the name of your web application in the Azure portal. Just copy the name and paste it in the bot handle text box. The last thing is description, so you can provide some sample description for your bot. The second thing here is to provide the messaging endpoint. So in my case, this is firstbot10.azurewebsites.net/api/messages. The last thing here that I have to do is to create Microsoft App ID and password. So let me click this button. As you can see, application registration portal was displayed. Here is your app ID, and there is one more thing we need to do. Generate an app password to continue. So we need to click this button. And after a few seconds, there will be password displayed. Copy this password, open project in Visual Studio, and go to webconfig. As you can see, there are three keys: bot ID, Microsoft App ID, Microsoft App Password. So under Microsoft App Password, place the password from the app registration portal. Go back to the browser, click OK, and copy App ID. Go to Visual Studio and under Microsoft App ID, paste application ID. As you can see, there is also bot ID. So this is the name of your bot in the Azure portal. So in my case, this is first bot 10. Save changes, close webconfig, go to the application registration portal and click finish and go back to the bot framework. But before you do it, please copy app ID. Click yes and paste Microsoft App ID from the Microsoft App Registration Portal in the text box. This was the last step. On the bottom, you have to check the checkbox that you are accepting the privacy statement. After that, click register button. As you can see, there are some errors, so we need to check what's happening. Remember that messaging endpoint has to be secured, so remember to change HTTP to HTTPS and then click register button. After a few seconds, you should see information that your bot was created. Click OK. Now it's time to connect our bot with Microsoft Cognitive Services. To do it, open new tab in browser and type microsoft.com/cognitive-services. Under the APIs tab, please select Text Analytics. We will use this API to detect which language was used by the user in the text message sent to bot. And also, we will use it to analyze the sentiment. So for instance, the key phrases in our sentence, like wonderful experience. Now select My Account tab, scroll down and click subscribe to new free trials. As you can see, there are many different APIs that Cognitive Services offering. The API that is very interesting for us today is Text Analytics. Note that you can do 5,000 transactions per month. Select it, go to the bottom of the page, select I agree to the Microsoft Cognitive Services terms and click subscribe button. Okay, we just enable Text Analytics API. As you can see, there are two keys. We will use the first of them. If you click Show, the key will be visible. Please copy it because in a minute we will use it in the Visual Studio. So now let's get back to Visual Studio. Open webconfig file. And let's add one more key in app settings. just under Microsoft app password, please add key, Cognitive Services API token. Under the value, please type the key from the Cognitive Services portal. Now we need to add NuGet package, so right click on the project and select Manage NuGet packages. In the browse window, please type microsoft.projectoxford.txt. As you can see, this is the client library for Microsoft Cognitive Services Text Analytics. Click Install on the right side. Accept the terms. And as you can see, the package was successfully added to the project. Close the window. Next, rebuild solution. Okay, everything is ready. Now open Assistant Bot Dialog class. First of all, we need to add field called Cognitive Client that will be responsible for connecting with cognitive services from our bot. So let's do it. Let's type Microsoft.projectoxford.text.sentiment.sentimentClient and here Cognitive Client. And then let's add constructor here, just below, so public assistant bot dialog, and here let's instantiate cognitive client, so cognitive client equals new microsoft.projectoxford.text.sentiment.sentimentClient, and here in the constructor we need to pass API key from the Cognitive Services portal. So here we need to access Configuration Manager, .app settings, and get Cognitive Services API token. That's it. Now we are able to connect with Cognitive Services from our bot. Scroll down to the message receipt async method. Right under the message, please type this code. Var document equals new sentiment document. Of course, add using statement. And here you have to provide unique ID. So let me put 123. Text. So the text that will be analyzed by the cognitive services. So here it will be message.txt. And of course the language that will be analyzed by cognitive services, so in this case it will be English. Next, you have to create request, so var request equals new sentiment request, and let's add our created document to the collection of documents in this request. Now, when we have this request, we can call cognitive client that gets sentiment async, and here we can pass the request. Of course, this is asynchronous method. So now we need to get response from the cognitive services, so var response equals await cognitive client get sentiment async, and we will pass the request. Once we have the response, we need to access retrieve document. So type var retrieve document, and here response dot documents dot first or default. Now we have access to retrieve document. So here we can just retrieve the sentiment score. How to do it? Please type var sentiment score and then retrieve document.score. And the last thing here is just to respond to user what is the exact score of the sentence that were sent to the bot. So here we will change the text. Sentiment for your sentence is, and here we'll change message text to sentiment score, and of course here we can add percent just to make sure that it will be displayed correctly. So the code should look like this. So now we can republish our bot to Microsoft Azure. Close this class, right click on the project, click publish, and then start preview just to rebuild the solution. And after that, we can click publish. After a few seconds, we should see the browser with the information that our bot was successfully published to Azure. Okay, great. Now we can test it from the bot portal. So open tab with bot portal and here click the test button. Endpoint authorization succeeded. So it means that now we can securely access our bot. Great. So now I will type the message. Hello, my favorite bot. Okay, I see that my sentence has sentiment with 0.97%, so quite high. So great, everything is working correctly. So now it's time to connect to our bot from mobile apps created with Xamarin and UWP platform. Before we do it, there is one more important thing. We need to enable access to our bot via REST API. To do it, scroll down and on the left side, under Add Other Channel, select Direct Line. Click Add. In the page, select Add New Site and paste the address to your bot. Please remember to remove the prefix with HTTP. Click Done. As you can see, Direct Line is configured. Now we can create Xamarin application and try to connect to our bot. Please remember to copy the first secret key. We will use it later. So now it's time to create mobile application with Xamarin and UWP platform. Open Visual Studio and select File, New and Project. From the Cross-Platform tab, select Blank XAML App Xamarin Forms Portable. Select the name for your application. So in my case, this is Bot Client App. Of course, select the place where you would like to save your project and give the solution name. Then click OK. Visual Studio created Xamarin Forms application project. As you can see on the right side, we have our portable project. We have Android project, iOS project, Universal Windows Platform project, and also Windows 8.1 project and Windows Phone 8.1. This time, we will concentrate only on three platforms: Android, iOS, and UWP. So please remove Windows 8.1 and Windows Phone 8.1 projects from the solution. Right-click, select Remove. The same for Windows Phone. Remove. Click OK. Great. Now our solution is ready to configure the application. So close Getting Started tab and also app.xampp.cs file. And just one more thing here. Right click on the iOS project. Select Properties. From the iOS build, check linker behavior if it is set to link SDK assemblies only. If it's correct, close the tab. Select Build and Rebuild solution. As you can see, Rebuild all succeeded. Now we can start creating our application. Just to make it faster, I've decided that I will show sample I've created earlier. So, let's start. Before we start, I would like to show you how this application looks like. I will launch it in the Android emulator. As you can see, there is a simple user interface. There is a list view. Here is entry where I can type the message to the bot. And on the bottom, you have one button, send, to send the message to the bot. If I click it, there is a progress ring, so I'm waiting for the response from the bot. And in a few seconds, as you can see, there is the response about sentiment for my sentence. So let's go through the code. We will connect to the bot via Direct Line REST API. So let's go through the structure. In the bot folder, I have bot connector class. As you can see, I'm using HTTP client to connect to the Direct Line API. There is also conversation. So this is the object that keeps the session between me as a user and the bot. And of course, here is the Direct Line key. So this is the key from the portal that I told you to save. Okay, what is next? Here I have setup method. What I'm doing here? So I'm instantiating HTTP client. I'm configuring base address. So https://directline.botframework.com/api/conversations. Then I'm clearing headers. And here, what you can see, I'm setting that the media type with quality header value will be application JSON. And also I'm adding here authentication header. So bot connector, and here I insert my Direct Line key. After this, I'm invoking getAsync on the API/tokens endpoint. If the response status is success, I'm creating new conversation, and then I'm posting this conversation to the bot. So as you can see here, I'm using post on the endpoint API/conversation, and I'm creating this HTTP content with new conversation. If the status is success, now I can read conversation info and then deserialize it under last conversation object. So this is my conversation between me and my bot. Below, I have send message method. As you can see, it has two parameters, username and message text. So here I'm creating message to send. So I need to pass my name as a user under from property. I need to pass message text under text property, and of course conversation ID to identify my last conversation. Then I'm serializing message to send object here, as you can see, just to convert it to JSON structure. Then I'm setting conversation URL, so directline.botframework.com/api/conversations. And at the end, I'm adding conversation ID slash messages. So on this endpoint, I will communicate with my bot. Okay, so then I'm posting this conversation on the selected URL. I'm waiting for the response here. So under this object, I have message info. Then what I'm doing here, I'm getting the message from the bot. So once I post my text to the bot, I would like to receive message. So this is this line. Once I have the message received, I need to deserialize it. So as you can see, I need to read the content, then deserialize root, and then get messages from the messages root object. And then I need to get message from my bot. So I need to use first or default, where message dot from property equals first bot 10. So the name of my bot. And then I can return this message. Let's see the structure. So the model. Here I have three classes. The first one is called bot message. In this, I have, of course, bot message ID, conversation ID, when this message was created, from which user this message was sent, what is the content of the message, and some other properties like channel data, images, attachment, and etag. The second class, bot message root, is just the root in the JSON file. So it has watermark and of course messages from our bot. The last class is called conversation. So here I have conversation ID used to communicate with the bot, and also token and etag. I will close that, and I would like to show you how the user interface look like. So I will open main page. As you can see here, I have grid with four rows. In the first row, I have list view. Of course, it has some properties like color, so silver, item source. I'm using binding here, and in a minute I will show the conversation list. And of course, I'm using data template. So I would like to display the message from the bot. So here I'm using binding to text property, and of course setting text color to black. In the second row, I have activity indicator. So once I'm waiting for the response from my bot, I would like to show activity indicator. In the third row, I have entry. So this is the place where I can type the message to my bot. And the last row contains button. So this is this button I'm clicking to send message to the bot. And that's all. This is the user interface for my application to communicate with bot. I will close that and I will open code behind. This is the code behind for our main page. As you can see, I have bot connector object here to communicate with my bot. Also, I have observable collection. This is the list with messages from bot. And one more thing here, I have progress visible property just to show and hide activity indicator when I'm waiting for the response from my bot. In the constructor, I'm setting binding context to this. I'm instantiating conversation list and also bot connector. Now on onAppearing method, I'm invoking setup method on bot connector. Once I do it, I can start sending messages to my bot. So here is the handler for my send button click. As you can see, here is one method called send message. So here I'm showing progress ring. I'm sending message to my bot, of course with my name and the text of my message. Then I'm hiding activity indicator and adding the message from the bot to the conversation list. And that's it. And it will automatically display message received from the bot. Let's see again how the application looks like. I will launch it on the Android emulator. I can type the message once again. Hello, my lovely bot. Here. And I will click send button. After a few seconds, I should see the result on the list. Great. Here is the response from my bot. Let's see the same application on the UWP platform now. So now I will minimize Android emulator and set default project to UWP platform. We can launch this application on the mobile emulator for UWP platform. In a few seconds, it should appear on the screen. Great! So now let's see the iOS version. Let's set iOS project as a startup project here. And then, as you can see, I have access to different iOS simulators for Visual Studio. I will select iPhone 5S iOS 10.1. I will launch the application. After a few seconds, simulator should appear on the screen. Great! Application was also displayed on the iOS platform. Great! So, now you know how to create your first bot with Microsoft Bot Framework. You also know how to implement Xamarin application for Android, iOS and UWP platform to communicate with it. You do not have to worry. I will share the whole source code on my GitHub. Thank you for watching and see you in the next video.